mix tape.
Flesh. 88.
Introducing funk from the yard, collecting strictly knockouts, the brothers I sparred, which only means the man got nothing to prove. On a power move made by the CL Smooth. Live 4 to 9, 5, I arrive in person. Hard dialogue without a whole bunch of cursing. It's my prerogative, so back up and live, fool. As long as they don't violate, everything's cool. Cause it's all good. Understood as the smoothest daddy with the roughest raps. Am I thinking about blowing the spot? Perhaps. Carry straps on strips full of trigger happy pirates. Will ladies catch fits steady, reaching for my privates? Behold, I will unfold my whole repertoire. And here we are, the whole making of a superstar. With Rob O and D-Daw, with the PR. But nevertheless, it's CL Smooth.
At the top of the list, so bust this. Stick to funk like scotch, the top notch vocalist. You don't stop, cause I could illustrate with the needle. Penetrating straight through the souls of many people. Is there any equal on this path? I'm innovating, you're still faking. Put down your pads and stop waiting. See, the year of the fly MC is here, so stand clear. I'm facing the guards with no fear. Rob O, East Coast, Uptown. It's MC in the most and spreading Mecca all around. Selecting the sound to make the party people hound. The DJ for more of what I say in 94, it's like that. So don't stop, it's like this. So God bless. So brothers get down with no stress. Your eye and eyes representing in the flesh.
Doesn't get any clearer. I hear a funky beat and I gotta get nearer. Kaboom! Stepping in the sound room mellow. A dangerous, flavorous fellow. Hello, style and grace. The originals in this piece. In the place, right along with the pace. Nevertheless, in the flesh, no quest. Success in the system, of course I'm blessed. I rest in the field, the skills advance to a level of extravagance, the talents are balanced. The extreme dopeness for the nation. D is the initial, MC's the occupation. 5'9's the height, light the color of the skin. Once the beat roll, my goal is to win. My friend, the best, the real side, yes. I rest my case in your face, in the flesh.
In the flesh, so check 1, 2 in a mic test. Now clear the room. I scoped you with the wide angle zoom. Trying to overstand my funk tunes. It's coming soon, so chill. Don't stress the creator. I kick the funk loop from here to Cal Jada and cross the fader and pack the lines on my paper. With rhymes so tough, who got the flavor? Plus the knack to rock. I'm steady heating up the spot. The chocolate boy wonder making heads bop. In flow motion, domes crack open like the pavement off some shit I made down in the basement. The funk ambassador, asking you to get with the pro. Professional, yo, there's no question I can flow. Time to slide. You know the PR will provide the real, and still I feel the vibe. I'm in the flesh.
Like I wanna move with them horns. Let them play with them strings while I spit the life for kings. Put a cud in it, stud with it, we at it. Dudes that was meant to have it. Fans wanna reach out and grab it. I'm just an ordinary man with an unordinary lifestyle. Seen early, I would live as a child. I was conceived a mistake, but through God, it's really all it take for me to be born and make the earth shake. This was raised from the bottom. So before them plain clothes got them, soak up the 4 square mouths to pop them. It's me in the flesh, here to put them rumors to rest and let you celebrate hip-hop's best. From the womb to the tomb, hit the game real soon with a tune that's gonna take sun straight to the moon. Ted Al, see it's my turn now. All competitors bow, all you're saying is wow.
All I know is the way you gotta go and everything it takes to hold me down. All I see is the way you gotta be. If you came to see me, hit the town. This is my vibe, the way I survive. And people can't play me out of
lose my point on a Jazzy Jeff joint. That's why CL can wear the crown.
When you think about the pedigree, to own a whole catalog, all I'm saying is, don't sleep on me, dog. I really walk them streets there, school them young wolves. CL is slay anything in his way, okay? It's all about the aura I project, that ultimate connect, and how you see me as a man of respect, right? So it's like a mutual agreement, all your feet is in the cement. Learn the rules, let you earn your pay, sure. Nosy than you think of what it cost me, to how the world forced me to kill them softly, baby. How the music sound from the basement, and how the work bless me, who let you see the fame don't impress me, dig it, why it's cut from a different cloth, love to set it off, keep a real nice piece in the loft, easy, anytime you can hold your head, then you can hold some bread and relate to what CL said,
yes, all I know is the way it gotta go, and everything it takes to hold me down, all I see is the way it gotta be, if you came to see me hit the town, this is my vibe, the way I survive, and people can't play me out of bounds. Here's my point on a Jazzy Jeff joint. That's why CL can wear the crown.
Jazzy Jeff on the turntable, CL on the MIC, Philly on up to the NYC. A breakdancer's guard, tags in the train yard, wild style fat lace, thugs locked up from a 1980s case, goons with them grown kids, used to them long bids, meet you on the dance floor slash the visit did, a lot for the rep to, and see it all make sense, if I'm the king, yeah, that should make you the fresh prince, send for the driver, you looking at the real soul survivor, like my man J Period mixtape, the man on fire, featuring the guest that Jeff hosts, you marvel at the up close and personal, meeting of the minds. You should read the signs. This is what reclines. The thoughts in my lazy boy fit like a hand in glove. From the city of brotherly love.
All I know is the way it gotta go. And everything it takes to hold me down. All I see is the way it gotta be. You can't miss me as I am. This is my vibe. So the way I survive. People can't play me out of bounds. Here's my point. On a Jazzy Jeff joint. That's why I see.
What up, son? I heard they got you on a run for a body. Now it's time to stash the key. They probably got the phone tapped, so I can't speak long. Give me a hot second, and I'ma put you on. It's all oafed up, somebody snitching on the crew. And word is on the street is they got pictures of you. Homicide came to my crib last night, six deep. Asking all your whereabouts and where you sleep. They said they just wanna question you. But me and you know, once they catch you, all they do is just arrest you, then arraign you, hang you. I don't think so. It's a good thing you bounce for now, just stay low. Once in the blue, I check to see how you doing. I know you need loot, so I send it through Western Union. They probably knock down the door in the middle of the night, sometime around four, hoping to find who they looking for, but they won't succeed. All they gonna find is mad empty bags of weed. But word, kid, you got the projects hotter than hell. Harder for the ends to get their shit off, but oh well. Just know too much, even the oh, you heard who did what? No, I don't know who did shit, so stop asking. And I know I'm not going crazy. From windows, I see lights flashing. And maybe somebody's taking pictures. You know who that be, police lovers. And petty snitches, they put up a G so everybody's pointing fingers and lying. And yo, son, the pressure's rising.
Yeah, yeah, that's real f***ed up, you know what I'm saying? Keep their mouth shut. Loose lips sink ships, know what I'm saying? Yo, what up, Black? Hold your head wherever you at. On the float from the cops with wings on your back. That snitch gave police your location. With Chopper's body up at 6 degrees of separation. Killer, listen, it ain't the same without you at home. Phony walk around trying to be your clone. They really fear you. When you was at home, they was pale. That's why they wanna see you either dead or in jail. By the time you hear this rhyme, you probably be locked up. Tried to hide somewhere along the lines, your plan slipped up. Got caught up in a crime that you can't take back. Reminiscing how I used to pick you up in the act. Years ago when we was younger, seems the hood took us under very deep. Wondering who snitching got me losing lots of sleep at night. You know my mouth is tight. I never sang to the cops cause that shit ain't right. Sometimes I stroll past the scene of the crime and backtrack. Damn, why the situation go down like that? It'll be a long time before the heat dies down. And a couple of years before we see you around. But till then, maintain and keep your story the same. The cops grab it wrong,
looking for someone to blame, they harassing, struggling to find the truth. There's a chance your case will get thrown out, cause they ain't got no proof to say you guilty. Your fingerprints filthy, deliver me the gun, I'm tied to a brick and throw it in the river. Make sure it sinks to the bottom. Outsmart police, snuck you out the projects, we got them, but still.
And I play it by the book, man, I thought he was a burglar. I'm getting off cause I served her. US in the broad with that shit they want. More money than any dope man could ever see. Man, S and Ball ain't got shit on P. I'm like Trapper John, cause I am D. And I do surgery on it, we get for free. When it come to that chavo, we getting box loads. I pop it and go over my money, man, all I know him.
Yeah, that's how that one go, you know what I mean?
For that money, right?
And I ain't never gonna let you go, let you go.
Who don't love the paper, man? Gotta love the paper. When you got that much paper, you gotta hold it down.
Nah, I ain't never gonna leave you alone, leave you alone.
The next one, you know what that's about. That's right.
My bestest friends, my worstest enemies. Y'all can either save my life or be the death of me. Either get me out of drama or put me in a locker. Y'all gon' have me wind up in that chair with the tires. Savvy looking like Myers, but I'd rather put fire to your ass like Pryor. Cause I prefer the iron, shoot at best, hip zigging, then do them like Bison. I got big jump offs that fit down my pants leg. Low jump offs,
you done know.
Damn thing, they getting talking thug on they song and the radio. But we the reason they fireproof, they cool. So we the same reason you bringing reinforcements through. You never get me alive, my gun is like glue.
Come with it, come with it.
Shots spread like the flu, through your lungs, through your peoples. I love my heat is on.
Yeah, you more paper right, man. Them hammers, man. Them guns, man.
And I ain't never gonna let you go, let you go.
Gotta keep them things on you.
What you know about that, though?
Do you? But you know it's one thing that we can't live without.
Now I ain't never gonna leave you alone, leave you alone.
That's the bottom line,
that's not experience.
You know we like fatties with size, little cutie pies with the nightstands, walking bodies that talk, make to and dig deep until they barrel a game. They pull out something that definitely gets to her brain. With the perm or the braids, some love long as your curves is in the right space. With a face that deserves the front page, I got the keys that'll free all birds for their cage. I give these look like James, it's nothing to point. Y'all taking taking too long to get to the point. Y'all chicks making me sick, you looking so good. I gotta have you, enough, I can't stop it. Gangsta love, you pretty and thug. She like a hood, and only if he busting his gun. Mama, you go girl, you keep right on doing what you're doing, keep it zigging on.
To you, just like glue.
And I ain't never gonna let you go, let you go.
I swear I'm stuck with me, an imaginary dream. Wanna begin, wanna begin.
size, X kid, Greeks.
Y'all listen to this,
X are connected like excellence. The P is for people to dilate and represent.
AM for all night.
PM to AM and D's for dropping rhymes with no delay in. Even numb from Novocaine, you feel the slow pain. See flames, but fuel the fire like propane.
Now hold that.
Keep that lock and let's feast. War's not the word to play, it's like peace. I'm a cyborg connected with a mic in my hand.
As I expand, you know who I am. A triple optometrist, mental megalopolis. A student on these LA blocks.
Omega devious doge used to pose hypothetical flows, getting thrown with no foes. A decade ago, introduced to Will Cooper, and out the other side of my fear, a field trooper. Son of a preacher, in school a student teacher, but I'd rather read or hit the theater for a double feature. Poor night creature, but I used to trade books when signs appeared. Fellow scientists trade looks. A brick by brick builder, I learned to mix mortar, getting smarter and smarter from homicide and law and order. Street poet, mild manner reporter, till I flip like Cool Keith, dripping, dropping like water.
The Iris Knight, he creates a devastate. Mind you wait, put your gloves out.
Haven't forgotten all the drugs that Bush brought in. It's funny how his baby, his stash, his son got in, man. Uncle Sam facilitated the plan. Got we dealing milligrams and grams and kilograms.
Y'all words are alive.
They can heal or kill a man. They might have a plant they can if they got a pill to care. Body upon young body into camps, but camps turned to pin when boys turned to men. War being used to both profit and cleanse. Wars go quiet and camouflage the blend. I'm a freedom fighter, reader, writer, rapper, and fan.
As I expand, you know who I am.
No, yeah.
As I expand, you know who I am.
Call that a problem, but I call it a gift. Hit the clutch, then I start to shift. Turn it up, light my Dutch, then start to drift. Lost Angel, West Side Rider, the official 4-5 Friday, sound provider. Underground hitman, hard to hire. Get unsigned death threats written in typewriters. Poetic, I'm that type of rider. Got that don't call me, I call you type of fire. Fake it till you make it, I'm such a good liar. Headliners used to not make the flyer. 401k and I don't mean retire. Chase loot, still war all day, I'm in denial. Peace ain't the word to play, it's violence. I ain't have shit good to say, so here's silence.
Yeah. I slow flows y'all to death. I slow flows y'all to death.
Yeah. Don't stress, emotions rest. Till they wanna see my best, as good as it gets. Don't hold weak cards, don't hold regrets. Players, don't change past the seventh inning stretch. Learn from vets and they ain't pet doctors. They the type, they arresting clockers. We selling out these operas. Don't mean sing, I mean opera house stage, we rockin'. CA, all day, reppin' it. CA, party time, excellent. It's perfection, kid, I'm not affectionate. It's what my last girl said, too much estrogen. Yeah, that ain't PC, but sometimes that ain't EV. I just feel that way. Right now I'm on my J.O., issue payroll. Speaking codes, till we reach another day.
I slow flows y'all to death. I slow flows y'all to death.
I used to be iced tea reckless. Wild out like I'd never see breakfast. Nightmares, tying dream catches. Trying to run breathless, out of control. I don't give orders, I make suggestions. Then walk away, I've learned my lessons. It's simple, they neglect it. They win it. chest, still losing checkers. That ain't weakness, it's a death wish. Choke him out, another off the checklist. I came too far not to be respected. You drove too far to hear they closed the guest list. A new rain out the smoke and fog. Umbrellas up, it's cats and dogs. And just because it barely ever hails in LA, what say I can't rain the game and hail from LA? Huh? They crazy.
Slow flows y'all to death. Slow flows y'all to death. Slow flows y'all to death. Slow flows y'all to death.
With 5-0 roll, they say, what's the M.O.? Another rapper was hit by Mr. Slow Flow.
That's what they call me this year, man.
By Mr. Slow Flow.
DJs that play that real live-ish sound like it's straight from the cassette.
88.1.
Mixtape Massacre Show, 88.1 every single Saturday afternoon. We put it down. Hip-hop music in full effect. My man DJ Lynx. Spitfire on the boards. My man Tactics in the house. My man 730. Frenchie on your phone line, 416-595-1655. And yours truly, Big Jackson, Jaxploitation, on your radio station, all to the new flavor. Put it down and started off that set. Pete Rock, CL Smooth, In the Flesh. Typo up on the screen, but it's all good. All right. DJ Jazzy Jeff and CL Smooth. All I Know, the return of the magnificent that Jazzy Jeff joined. I don't know if it, is it officially out now, the Jazzy Jeff? Not yet. It's floating around though, so look out for that. I know the single is out. Mobb Deep, Temperatures Rising, original flavor. Big up to my man Lynx pulling that one out of the crates. Prodigy, Stuck on You. Right, and we ended it off with Dilated Peoples, Expanding Man, and Evidence of Dilated Peoples, Mr. Slow Flow. Evidence is coming to town. What is it? Is it the 24th of March that Evidence is coming? The 24th? Or he's coming in March. Your man Tactics and your man Lynx will be putting it down.
Yeah.
So look out for that. It should be a good night.
I also got another big announcement.
Oh, what's that?
You know, April 6th. You know, at Revival, it's going to be, the Rough Draft release party. And it's brought to you, of course, by, you know, my man's J-Dev at Koch. My man's at Play the Record. And we're going to do it big. It's going to be me, myself, P-Plus, and, the composer of, your little Thank You, J. Dilla podcast. If y'all know, it's Mr. J-Rock from the Beat Junkies. So should be a hot party. And big up. J-Dev, what up?
We'll be talking about that, you know, for the next few weeks. Now, before we're gonna hit a commercial.
Yeah.
Before we do that, though, before I get out of here, Raptors. It's All-Star Weekend.
Oh yeah.
And gotta big up the Raptors going into the All-Star break.
No doubt. You know, fellas played well yesterday.
They the Raps themselves ended off the week well.
Yep. That too.
The Chicago game, you know, it's been
very big.
What? 15, 16 games we've lost to them.
Yep, in a row. It's going back to like 2002.
Yeah.
But the crazy thing is, before that, we were the ones who had won 15, 16 straight.
So maybe, it's about to reverse.
It's reversing now. So, right. Nine new players, of course. It's streak's got to end.
And of course, Vince was in town for Valentine's Day.
Who cares, really?
Getting no love.
Who really cares, though? But big up Boston, too, man. You guys deserve to end that streak, no doubt.
Definitely. So, you know what? Going to hit some commercials and come back. Hit us up, 416-595-1655. Got some more flavor up on the way.
Yeah.
So, keep it locked.
Raptors, baby.
1-2, 1-2. You taping this?
595-1655.
Yo, check this out, man.
Just Entertainment. Canadian Music Week. And CKLN 88.1 FM presents Public Enemy, live in concert, Friday, March the 9th at the Docks. special guest performance by Granddaddy IU. It's time to kick it old school with the official after party continuing inside the docks with the legendary DJ Red Alert, spinning the best in hip-hop, R&B, 80s, and funk, Friday, March the 9th, alongside DJ At Large, Channel 9, and DJ Rude Boy, hosted by Bozak Morris and Kenny from Kenny vs. Spenny. Tickets available at Ticketmaster, Play to Record, and Sunshine Sound and Lighting. Sponsored by Urbanology Magazine, TOFlow.com, Skunk, HipHopCanada.com, Things Friend, Universal, and Sound Resolve Recording Studios. 1989.
So for all y'all out there that be popping this, when the music go on, y'all listen to this, all right?
Let's get back to the program.
Yes, yes, Toronto, worldwide, you are in tune to the Mixtape Massacre. You know how we do every Saturday, 1 to 4. My man Lynx, my man Tactics, holding down the ones and twos. Right now, we're going to talk to a little friend of the show here. We've got Rodrigo Baskunin, of course, the editor of Town Magazine here locally, and he's wants to talk a little bit about a new book that is, it's in stores now, right?
Yeah, it came out a couple weeks ago.
And it's called Enter the Babylon System. Really interesting book, and I just got a copy. We're going to get a chance to read it and maybe talk a bit more about it next week. But I did look into it a little bit, and what I get from it, it seems to be an introspective into gun culture as a whole and sort of how it's seen in mainstream media, sort of with a focus on hip-hop culture, and I guess it's seemingly endless fascination with guns and gun violence. I'm curious, what sort of sparked this interest in the gun culture, and what sparked you to put this book together?
There were sort of two things that did, right? One that, you know, Christian, who's a co-author on the book, he had written a few investigative pieces about the gun manufacturing industry in Canada, because most people don't know, but we have a major handgun manufacturer out in Scarborough called Para Ordnance. So he did a piece about them, and also a piece about a company called Dimaco in Kitchener, which is now Colt Canada. Okay. So he did those pieces, so that was sort of like the gun industry side of it. But then at the same time, you know, this is going back to 2002, 2003. We're doing interviews with all kinds of rappers, and we just kept getting stories of gun violence, you know, whether it was against them, against their friends, their family. There was just a lot of these stories that kept coming up. So we felt like, you know, this is something that we need to address. It's obviously a problem lyrically, but it's also a real problem. So that was the genesis of it.
Right. Well, can you talk a little bit more about some of the avenues you took to get opinions, maybe some of the people you talked to, and sort of what you set out to get from them, what kind of information you wanted to get from people?
Yeah. Well, the structure of the book is broken into four major sections. So manufacturing, distribution, promotion, and then the violence, right? So you could even split the book up into two halves, like supply and demand,
right?
So we talked to manufacturers, we talked to politicians, we talked to academics, we talked to police officers, we talked to, of course, you know, doctors, rappers, activists, pretty much anyone that is involved in this debate and this issue from all sides of the issue. We reached out to. We talked to over 200 people for the book.
Interesting, because you see, it's in the forefront constantly, gun violence, whether it's in entertainment purposes, a fictional portrayal, or whether it's in the news and in our real life, everyday ongoings, we constantly hearing about gun violence. So is there something in particular that was striking about any particular fact, anything that you found interesting that you didn't know previous to starting on this sort of exploration?
No, you know, one of the major things is, like, you know, we talked to probably about 100 MCs in this book, right? Everyone from like 50 Cent to Wise Intelligent, you know, we ran the whole spectrum, like old school, new school, east, south, west, everybody's in there, right? Bun B, whatever, you name the rapper, he's probably in there. So what we found, the major difference between Americans and Canadians, was just how resigned Americans were to the fact that there were guns in their country. I don't know if you know, but in the United States, there are about 250 to 280 million firearms. So almost one per person, right? Canada has about 7 million firearms. So we still have quite a bit, actually. More
and
than
when
people.
When you consider per capita, it's definitely a significant amount.
Yeah, about 20 per 100 people, approximately. But in the United States, it's almost one per person, right?
It's a pretty amazing number.
Yeah, and that almost, that represents nearly half the world's total of firearms. There's about 600 to 700 million firearms in the world. The United States has almost half of those, right?
Wow.
So what rappers in the U.S. just reflect that. They're like, what am I to do, you know? There's already so many guns in this country. There's so much a part of this country's history. You know, not even just from their constitution to culturally how they feel about guns, how they promote guns in all their forms of media, how politicians promote it, just the whole spectrum
of it.
That rappers just feel like, you know, rappers feel reflective of Americans. I mean, in general, they feel like there's nothing that they can do about it.
And that's it's a good point. I mean, America as a whole, like you said, constitutionally is a country that's founded on protection of the self, protection of the home based on firearm. But to say that that's the way it is, it seems to take away a certain level of responsibility as entertainers, and I'm sure you guys cover that.
Yeah.
And were there any artists that you talked to that gave sort of a different perspective and said, you know, this isn't something that's acceptable and we're not going to go with the norm or the meat, you know?
You know what? The two that really stand, I mean, it seems like definitely the older cats, like, so you get the Chuck D's, the Big Daddy Kanes, the Gurus, those types of guys, the old school cats or older cats at least, they felt they had a stronger position against it, where they only really saw the negative aspect of it and said, you know what? All these things do are cause violence in our neighborhoods. It's just devastation that we see. There is no upside to this gun thing, right? And that was very clear to them. I think that was the difference. You know, whereas a lot of the newer cats are so involved in sort of their own spectacle of really believing their own hype and really using, you know, guns as like a marketing vehicle, as a way to create a persona for themselves, sort of lost the perspective of what this is really about. It's like when you glorify guns, when you talk about violence in such a, you know, flippant manner, what you're really talking about there, they seem to have really lost what the meaning to that.
And that's fascinating the way you say that, because when you look at the title, I see the word Babylon or Babylon system. From what I know about the use of that phrase, is a system that's created is a utilitarian on purposeful system, but eventually it starts to ignore the needs of the individual and sort of is ignorant to the actual effect of the greater scheme of things, and stop seeing the smaller individuals and how the negative effects of the grand system. Can you tell me a little bit more about Enter the Babylon System as a title?
As a title? Well, yeah, Babylon System, Babylon is sort of it's a very old term, but more recently being used in reggae music to sort of describe like a colonial and imperial powers,
and
oppressive powers.
A mindset that is oppressive and something that needs to be shed.
For Chris and I, it's Babylon just represents any oppressive force, whether colonial, imperial, domestic, it doesn't matter. Oppression is oppression to us, right? So, you know, and the Enter part, I think hip-hop fans will get that, you know, is a reference to the Wu-Tang, right? So Enter the Wu-Tang, Enter the Babylon System. We're just kind of, you know, we wanted to have a title that heads would know out there, you know what, this is coming from your people, from your perspective. So right away, you know, it has sort of a mystique to it, but hip-hop heads and reggae heads even, they'll know right away, okay, we know where this book is sort of coming from.
Well, it's important, and I know a lot of books have been written about gun violence. I know a lot of discussion has taken place, but to hear it from a perspective of hip-hop enthusiasts, people who have lived the culture, people who love the music, that's very important. And you know, I really salute you guys for coming out and talking about it and looking at multiple sides of the story from beginning to end. That's really respectable. So I guess one thing I need to ask of you is, with everything you've learned from putting this book together, and as Canadians, we're witnessing a surge, sort of something we've never really seen before. We expected maybe in urban centers and lower income areas in the U.S. Now it's coming into our suburban neighborhoods. It's everywhere. It's not what it used to be, only in movies. It's becoming a reality. What is a major step you think at this point in time we need to take to switch the direction of that and bring it to a point where that isn't acceptable and that's not happening anymore?
Yeah. Well, I think one thing to keep in mind is actually in Toronto, Our highest homicide rates were in the mid-70s and early 90s. What we're experiencing now is it aren't our highest homicide rates. We're at about 60, 70 a year. Toronto has gone to 80 and 90 before.
Yeah.
You know, our per capita homicide rate is still one of the lowest of any major city. You know, it's lower than Edmonton, Calgary, Vancouver, Montreal, you name it. Toronto is a very safe city. So,
a media surge more now than ever in the last few years.
Well, what has changed is that, you know, the percentage of people that are getting killed with firearms has increased. So in the 70s, where it was two-thirds stabbings, now it's two-thirds shootings. And people were reacting to that because they find that guns are inherently more lethal and more dangerous to the general public, right? Which is a correct perception, right? Because people do get accidentally shot with guns. Right. There are innocent bystanders that get shot. There are no innocent bystander stabbings. That doesn't happen, right? So the public has a correct perception that it is more dangerous, right? I think what people need to remember in overall, like, I think when we spoke to the producer of The Wire, which is a big American show,
of course,
right?
Yeah.
The producer, David Simon, one thing that he said was, like, he's from Baltimore, right? And Baltimore is an infinitely screwed up city.
Yeah, it's with definitely high crime rates and
ridiculous murder rates.
A
city with the fifth the size of Toronto's population, yet has 300 murders a year consistently. So, very violent, right? And one of the points he made was, you know, it took 20 to 30 years of neglect of certain areas in the United States. So, you know, the Oaklands, the Baltimores, the Newarks, the Detroits, right? Took a lot of, basically a generation of neglect to get to these cities to that point where there's no infrastructure in these areas, where these people are completely oppressed. Right? In the true sense, not in a first world sense of this, in a true worldwide sense that they have nothing, no opportunities, right? And his response to that is that we shouldn't expect solutions any faster. And I know that's hard for people to hear, to say, oh, what? So we're supposed to, you know, just accept another 20 to 30 years of violence in certain communities? Well, yes and no, right? The answer being that we have to show a really firm commitment to these neighborhoods. In the same way that we've ignored them for a decade or two or three, we need to give them attention for a decade or two or three. And that's where we start.
Absolutely. So, I mean, without taking anything away from it, it does take a lot of time and a lot of effort, but I think ultimately what you said about putting focus on those neighborhoods and giving kids an option other than that and a way out of that is an important thing. And that's what's so beautiful about hip-hop, is it has often been a way out and a way for people to get out and, you know, create a living and a whole life for themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
And escape from it in a way that that you might not have otherwise. No, either you sling crack rock or you got a wicked jump shot. Yeah. It was the third way out. And so I encourage everyone to read this book. It's really important, especially with everything we're going through. And, you know, if you're raising young kids or you got little brothers of your own, maybe you want to pass it on, because people need to be educated. And so can you grab this in all the stores that are out right now? Where do you need to?
Any major bookstore will have it, no doubt. It's out nationwide.
Cool. Enter thebabylonsystem.com for more information. Yeah. Anything else you want to share with everyone before we move on?
I thought that was an important point you just made, though, about hip-hop and where its relation is. You know, I think one thing that I want the listeners to know is this is not an attack on the music. From our, what we're doing is using the experiences of hip-hop to speak to a larger issue, right?
Right.
You know, I've done a lot of press where, you know, a lot of mainstream media will, you know, want to attack hip-hop and, you know, want to put all the onus on hip-hop for all the violence, right? And it's ridiculous, you know? Then I always say to those people, I'm like, why don't you go to one of those cities in the United States? Why don't you go and spend a month in Baltimore? And you come back and you tell me that it's hip-hop's fault what's gone on there. You'd never say that, because you'd understand how deep the problems are there. So, you know, all the hip-hop heads out there, they obviously understand that. They see that it can have a positive role in their life. But at the same time, I think we need to check our culture, and we can't let it get, you know, spiral out of control when it comes to glorification of weapons, because we're definitely doing that if we're being honest with ourselves.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you for joining us today, Rodrigo. And again, check it out, enterthebabylonsystem.com, or just hit up your bookstore and grab it. It's in stores now. And thank you. Thanks again for coming out.
No, thank you.
Of course, of course. As we keep it moving, Mixtape Massacre, we're going to do a little tribute to KRS. Are we going to hit a commercial first? No, we're going to go straight into it. KRS-One, you know, commemorating Black History Month. very important pioneer in hip-hop music, bringing that real boom bap, my man DJ Tactics. Let's do it up.
One, two, one, two.